Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder unveils statewide guidance Wednesday for school districts about sexually graphic books. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Cowboy State Daily reported when parents across Wyoming complained to her last year about sexually graphic books in schools, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder was skeptical, she said on Wednesday at a press conference held at the Capitol in Cheyenne. But parents resounded the same complaints in every corner of the state as she campaigned for her post, Dagenfelder said. So she started reviewing the books in question. Dagenfelder said, and unfortunately, the concerns I heard as I traveled the state were well-founded. I've now seen materials with my own eyes in different areas of the state, books currently available in school libraries to minors under the age of consent and paid for by taxpayer dollars that include graphic depictions of sexually explicit acts. In response, Dagenfelder gathered a group of school board members, school and business professionals, and parents to draft a statewide guidance for school districts searching to beef up their library policies on choosing and weeding sexually graphic books. Dagenfelder unveiled the policy guidance on Wednesday ahead of her press conference. The guidance is not a mandate, but an optional template, Dagenfelder said, adding that the guidance isn't a banning policy. Dagenfelder said the goal of having state guidelines is not to discriminate against people for their gender identity or sexual orientation. The guidance itself repeats this, noting that for governments to discriminate against one type of expression due to its viewpoint alone violates the First Amendment. Dispatched publicly 30 minutes before Dagenfelder's press conference, the library policy is 13 pages long and covers themes like book selection, book challenges, weeding, and restriction. It emphasizes parental involvement in all of those phases. The guidance urges school districts to consult their attorneys while rewriting library policies and to address all phases of the topic. It also asks librarians to consider book inclusion requests from people who have read the books they're proposing. It offers numerous options for handling sexually explicit books, from disallowing them in the first place to moving them to a school that serves higher grade levels to putting them in an opt-out list to removing them. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.